This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Just a few minutes after 2 o'clock, we welcome you live to Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel. Brian Colzio with you here on WGR, and it is, yes, the second leg of our Triple Crown Series shows. It's the Preakness Stakes today, post time just after 7 o'clock from Baltimore, and we'll get you ready for the race here over the course of the next 3 hours, live here inside the Park Place Room, where they're getting set for today's tacos and tequila party. And this room will be buzzing in just a little while here with people coming in, getting excited about the race and excited about just having a good old time here at Batavia Downs. So coming up in the show here, we'll be joined by Ryan Hasenauer, the VP of Business Development, coming up in just one moment. Later, 2:30, Dave Buchanan on the Bandits playoffs. Dave's actually waiting for his flight from Toronto to Saskatchewan, which will be game two tomorrow night. We'll have that game on WGR. And 3 o'clock, Dan Dunleavy, Sabres play-by-play man on the NHL playoffs and the Amerks. PGA Pro Jeff Mitas at 4 from Tee to Green and Golf Dojo. He'll give us an update on the PGA Championship at 4. The leaders are out right now. Scottie Scheffler just bogeyed his first hole, but he's right now tied for 6th, so definitely within striking distance of the leader, Jonathan Vegas, who is on hole 1 as we speak. And Bills Hall of Fame running back Thurman Thomas at some point during the final hour of the show as well, as he'll be here for the tacos and tequila party. But it is Preakness Stakes Week, and with that, we bring in Ryan Hasenauer here from Batavia Downs. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having us here again.
Thank you for being here. It's been quite a whirlwind here, as they say, the last couple of days, as we've had a lot of good news for Western OTB and Batavia Downs, and just getting ready for a big day. As you said, people will be buzzing in more ways than one.
That's right. Before we talk about the Preakness, the Derby was a big success here and a big success across the nation. The ratings continue to go up. The interest continues to go up. I know I saw it in nearly a decade. It was the highest rated watched Kentucky Derby. And I know, you know, you were mentioning it earlier, hearing of, or I think maybe this morning when you were on Tee to Green with me, you were mentioning that there's parties popping up everywhere, including a big one here. People are really getting into the Triple Crown races, especially the Derby, and another big day here 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you know, I'll use the $10 word. It's a cultural touchstone, right? Like, people get together for the Super Bowl. People get together for these major events. And the Derby is one of them, and it just continues to grow. You know, we had higher handle numbers than last year. A lot of it was because of, you know, advertising, but also because it was raining that day, and you weren't going to be mowing your lawn. Just like I'm sure people aren't mowing their lawn today with these spotty thunderstorms throughout the region. But, you know, that helps. But I think there's still, there's a possibility of interest in these things because, you see celebrities, you see the social media, you see all the clicks. People want to weigh in on what horse is going to win. And, you know, there's a little bit of clout you get, you know, as they say, you know, you're doing it for your Instagram likes or whatever it is. If you pick the winning horse and you went on record of who you picked, you know, you get a little bit of praise for that when you pick the right horse. I did not get that because I did not pick the right horse on the Derby. Did have the second choice, though. Of course, Journalism came second at the Derby, and I did have him in every single one of my superfectas. Sandman let me down. But, you know, it was still a great day and a lot of fun. And as you said, you know, we had 260 people up at our gala. We had over 575 people in this room buying the chicken barbecue. And it was just a banner day all around that week for Batavia Downs.
Absolutely. And Sovereignty was the horse that won. Mm-hmm. And you didn't bet on him then. And unfortunately, you won't have the opportunity to do so today. That's kind of the buzzkill of the day. It's still going to be a great day.
Yeah.
It's still going to be a great party and still win a lot of money.
Right.
But unfortunately, we won't get to see Sovereignty try to get leg two of the Triple Crown.
You know, and I think, Brian, one of the things that we are, if anything, here at Batavia Downs is we're nimble. We're able to kind of change things on the fly, and we're able to kind of adapt as you need to. And a long time ago, we realized that when the same horse won the Derby and the Preakness, you know, it became so exciting for the Belmont Stakes. But if the horse that, you know, won the Derby, didn't win the Preakness, the Belmont was kind of a letdown. And God forbid, and this has happened several times, I think it's once out of every 5 years or so, the horse that wins the Derby just completely skips the Preakness and doesn't even have a chance to win. And on those days, we see our handle numbers be affected.
Yeah.
And so we thought a long time ago, what can we do to still get people excited about the Preakness? What can we do on site here at the mothership at, you know, Batavia Downs to make that exciting? And so we came up with the Bourbon and Whiskey Fest to tie it with the Belmont. And then 3-4 years ago, we came up with the tacos and tequila. You know, I wish I could tell you that I came up with it, but I saw it somewhere else that someone was doing a tacos and tequila festival. It had nothing to do with the Preakness, but I said, we can do that here. We can do it better than anyone else, and we can tie it into the Preakness and make an exciting event. And Brian, we're at 250-something tickets sold or distributed already, and we've been talking about it. WGR's been talking about it, thanks to Sneaky Joe for having Nick the Railbird on yesterday and pumping it up there as well. And we've seen sales of this go through, and it's going to be a great day here, and we're going to get people wagering on this Preakness, and we're going to get people excited about horse racing, despite the fact that the winner of the Derby isn't racing today. It's still an opportunity to make a lot of money. Sean Schiano, former Niagara basketball player who works here at Batavia Downs, just came over and told me that in one of the earlier races, a 50-1 long shot won a race at Pimlico, and the dollar superfecta, Brian, paid $100,000. That's a nice Saturday for you if you had those four horses.
Absolutely.
You got to have a 50-1 bomb on top, but at the same time, that can happen. And there's tracks running all over. I'm looking at down here in Park Place. Park's racing out of Philadelphia. Gulfstream Park down in Florida is racing. Belmont's running today down there. You know, so there's all kinds of great stuff going on out here.
Absolutely. Yeah, so Sovereignty doesn't win. Now, obviously, we're still going to have fun here. And as you mentioned, you've adapted to that. But for horse racing in general, I know it's been discussed this week. We talked about it again this morning on TD Green when you joined us. But we got more time to break it down a little bit more now. So it was a discussion for quite a long time of we're not seeing a Triple Crown winner. It hadn't happened since 1979.
79 confirmed, yeah.
Yeah, and we're like, when's it going to happen? Do we need to do something differently? The way that they're caring for horses now and training horses are different than what it was 40-some years ago, 50 years ago. So, and then we had a couple of Triple Crowns coming, starting with American Pharoah in 2015, right?
Right. So we were going back after the Derby was done. Actually, later on Derby Day, Brian and I were texting each other trying to figure out when WGR started doing these. And I pinpointed it to be 2011 because on Belmont Stakes Day 2012, I got married. And it was Greg Bauk and Joe Biscaglia that were hosting the show for WGR. Shout out to those guys if they're listening. And I took my entire wedding party to the OTB and actually was on air. They put me on air talking, and I was getting married like 3 hours later. And I'll Have Another was that year, and he pulled out the morning of the race. It was like one of the biggest buzzkills. But that was like the early 2010s, right? And there was all this talk, oh, no, we're not going to be able to, you know, get a Triple Crown ever. We need to do something, space the races out, do whatever. And then finally, as you said, Pharoah won in 2015. And then Justify in 2018, just a couple years later, did it. And as I'd mentioned on another podcast, you know, it wasn't a weak field that year. I thought that those were good fields, and those are champion horses, and they did great. I mean, Pharoah went on to, like, win it all. He won the Breeders' Cup as well. But that's starting to creep back into the narrative again, Brian. And, you know, all along with this is the unfortunate reality that horse racing is having a tough time. Sports betting is becoming more prevalent in every single state. Horse betting was available in almost every state north of the, you know, from north versus south, in the north mostly, and it's still true today. But sports betting is available like in more states than I can ever remember. I mean, it just keeps growing every year. Someone else, New Hampshire's got it now. Massachusetts, they're all these ones that were very anti with the wagering is now they're with it, and so with all these other opportunities, horse racing is coming up against it. They're having a tough time, and from a marketing perspective, so I'm going to take off my traditionalist horse betting guy who was for 17 years I've worked here, and I'm going to put back on my marketing hat, and I'm going to say, boy, if we space these out so that it was for Saturday in May, for Saturday in June, for Saturday in July, which is always going to be near the 4th of July.
Right.
Boy, we could really make it a big deal where we could have, you know, all of this stuff televised. And it's all televised. I mean, you're going to be able to watch the Preakness on NBC. I think Fox has Belmont at Saratoga this year. But you could make it a bigger of event and then hopefully make it as close to the Derby as you can, because there's nothing like the Derby. Jimmy Fallon does the thing with the puppies. You get all these celebrities weighing in. They play that clip beforehand. They introduce the jockeys like they do before the first series of a Bills-Chiefs game.
Yep.
You know, there's all these things that go on where you're meeting these people and you're getting the faces and you're meeting the trainers and the owners and stuff like that. And maybe that's what horse racing collectively has to do is say, okay, we're going to give up the traditionalism of this, but we're going to do it for the betterment of the sport moving forward. You know, you see, as I mentioned on a podcast with my friend Mike the other day, you get the second baseman, the ghost runner in the second extra innings in baseball. You get the pitch count clock. You get all these things that are going on in other sports. I never thought I'd see the day where that was happening in baseball. Of all the sports, baseball being maybe the most, you know,
they're the most old and crotchety about their rules, exactly. Right? Like, let's face it,
and all their unwritten rules about you know, not bunting to break up a no hitter and walking over the mound during a no hitter, whatever else is going on there. So, for the betterment of the sport, for the longevity of the sport, is it a possibility that they need to take a book or a page out of Batavia Downs' book and say, gosh, Batavia Downs has been doing these large-scale events to coincide with these, because they know that they have to do that, because it's not that exciting sometimes when it's not as exciting. It's still exciting. Yeah. You could win a ton of money today, but it doesn't have the push that the Derby did, you know. So I don't know. It'll be an interesting debate, you know, and maybe it all goes away once we have another Triple Crown winner and it dies down for a little bit. But regardless, I think people's entertainment dollars are, you know, very tight these days, and you want to make sure that whatever you're doing, you're getting a good bang for your buck, which is why we have, as I broke it down at the end of Sports Talk Saturday, for your $35 of tacos and tequila today, you're going to get all this free play and all these free wagers, and you're going to get a taco bar, and you're going to get the ability to try tequila for 2 hours. So we're trying to make it so that you're seeing value. And sometimes someone could say, look, you stack these races so close together, maybe the casuals, the ones that aren't big horse racing people, but they're in for the Triple Crown, maybe they don't want to bet $100 every 2 weeks. They want to space it out too. I don't know. You know, so.
Well, I think I like your idea of the first Saturday in each of the months. If you first Saturday in May, first Saturday in June, first Saturday in July, that sounds marketable.
Absolutely.
From the marketing guy.
Yeah.
And people would remember it more, and it would be more ingrained in sports fans' memories of like, oh yeah, if it's the first Saturday, like bang, that's right. You know, that's one of the Triple Crown races. So in that sense, that would work. Obviously, the buildup in between would be a little bit more marketable as well. Mm-hmm. And if people want to travel to the event itself too, for whatever that is worth in it, it's easier to do in that, you know, that capacity. I'll spin it this way and say, we know now everything in sports, unfortunately, the decisions seem to be always tied back to, is this, they're doing it because they think they can make more money off of it.
Right.
Is the push, the buzz, the talk of, oh, nobody's going to win the Triple Crown. Yes, for maybe all the interest in it, but there wasn't a Triple Crown winner from 79 to 2015.
Right.
And we never got the change through that dry period.
Right.
We are now, what, from 2018? We're only 7 years deep into not having one.
Right, yeah.
So is it because now sports is all about essentially, what can we do to market it the best versus what is best maybe for the sport, for the horses, for the training of it? Because that probably maybe that always doesn't match up. Having the Bills playing on Thursday Night Football isn't the best for the players. It isn't best for the game itself. Paul Hamilton and I talk about this ad nauseum during the NHL season. Them playing 5 games in 7 nights and 3 games in 4 nights isn't the best for the NHL in terms of its product.
Quality,
it's not
sure.
the best for its players. It doesn't give you the best quality product. When they come off of the All-Star break, those games that night are always the best of the season because mm-hmm. the guys are fresh, they're skating, they're flying, and they're really, really entertaining games. For the horse racing industry, part of the reason maybe he's not racing could be monetarily.
Sure.
Part of the reason could be also to just saving the horse itself. So that's why we see even guys that, or even horses that don't win, don't race 2 weeks later because it is taxing on these horses. So
right.
you wonder, ultimately, will the decision be made for the money marketing side or will it be made for the betterment of the sport, for the horse and all that piece? And because those two don't always jive when we're talking about sports.
You're right.
Ask the Bills when they have to go from playing on Sunday to Thursday. We are 100% knowing that's not the best for their performance and their health. But Thursday Night Football brings in big-time ratings, so right. they do it anyway.
I think this is one of those rare moments, Brian, where maybe those two things actually do align. Because
you're right.
You're looking at the NFL, and you're like, okay, they're trying to make more money by picking them for Christmas, let's say. That was yeah. a big debate this week, obviously, on more than just WGR. But it's one of those things where the NFL already makes a ton of money. It's not a struggling sport. Horse racing is having a tough time. Now with the Derby, we see the record, you know, most watched Derby since 1989, record handle at OTB and, you know, over the last whatever couple of years and record handle overall in the country, you know, over the last couple of years. But at the same time, you want to have your best athletes, in this case the horses, be rested and racing. You want to turn it into an event. And, you know, yeah, there's a lot of just like there's a lot of NFL games going on at the same time, even in the 4 o'clock window,
yeah.
there's a lot of races going on at the same time. But there's really one marquee event today, and that's, you know, the Preakness Stakes at Pimlico. So I think this is one of those spots where you're doing it. You could do that and split them up for the money, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's better for the quality of racing. It's better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Better for the equine athletes, and it's better for the long-term viability of horse racing. And I think that that is something to seriously be considered. I've worn the traditionalist hat for a long time, and I was not looking to, you know, have them change it. I mean, you could probably go back and listen to, you know, the 2015 shows, which I think was you and Dan by then. You and Dan were covering.
Yeah.
You and Matt Collar maybe did 1 year together as well in there. But it's just, I don't think I was ever on the record of saying that we needed to stop it, but I don't think we need to stop it because I think the horses are not racing because they're going to get too tired. I think it's because, you know, we want to make sure that we do it for the betterment of the sport. So more people watch, so more people are excited about it. You want to put your best foot forward when you're showing off your sport. You want to have the best playing.
So maybe you're right. Maybe this move, not only does it help marketability, maybe it helps bring in more money, more interest, more buildup, but it also, in the end, as we said, well, Thursday Night Football, we like watching it, but we really deep down know it's not the best for the players the performance. For the horses, it actually might be the other way.
Right.
They'll have more time in between. It actually might get more, you know, for horse racing, the stars are the ones that perform well in the Derby. We want those horses that finish in the top three of the Derby to race again in the next race in the Preakness. So by pushing this 1 month at a time, the likelihood of that happening goes way up, I think, wouldn't you say?
I would, absolutely. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they mentioned to me that they went to Belmont. They happened to be in New York City, and they went to Belmont the day before, or it was a couple of days before, the Belmont Stakes, where eventually American Fair was about to win the Triple Crown. 20,000 people came out to watch him run his morning practice laps.
Wow.
20,000 people. Now, I don't know if Belmont was smart enough to charge, I don't know, a buck at the door, or maybe they brought it to charity, whatever they did with it, but I know they had their concession stands open, Brian. They'd be dumb not to. So imagine you being able to say, look, if we're having major events here, you're able to, you know, charge them. We don't charge admission to watch racing at Batavia Downs because we've got harness racing and it's not the Kentucky Derby, but it's still a good time. So every track has to make their decisions on what they're doing. But yeah, I feel like they're, and here's the problem though, Brian, this is just me and you talking on WGR on a Saturday afternoon here in Buffalo or here in Batavia. Each one of these states has their own governing body for horse racing. There is a national body of horse racing, but they don't have the power like an NFL or NHL does. This is the problem that horse racing.
It's not a commissioner.
It's not a commissioner. This is the problem that horse racing and quite frankly, boxing has a problem with. And in some sense, the UFC as well. You can fail a drug test and still be able to compete in a UFC event or a boxing event in Nevada, but you can't in New York.
Yeah.
Or you can in Florida, but you can't in Mississippi. Or you can in, you know, Illinois because that's where Chicago has it. But, so there's no governing body there, and I think that makes it difficult. Someone, they need to get together and agree what they can do for the betterment of the sport because, you know, it's just, it's not the way it was. This isn't like the heyday of the 80s and 90s, and I think they need to make some serious conscious decisions about what they can do to, you know, to be better for the sport, both for the health of the athletes, but also for the longevity of people being able to watch it.
All right. So I love how we just laid this all out. So ultimately, let's just pretend that we just solved the whole thing right there in this 10-minute discussion. Who would we send this radio segment to? Like, who is that person? Or as you said, there isn't one.
There isn't one. You'd have to convince the Preakness folks to say, hey, we're moving the Preakness to be the first weekend in June. And then the Belmont folks were like, well, we're going to take the first weekend in July. You'd have to, there had to be a little push and pull there to make it all work. But nobody wants to move off their day. As far as they're concerned, they're getting people at their track, right? They're worried about their track. Their track's doing just fine. You know, but I just mentioned Belmont's racing today. I should tell you, Belmont's racing at Saratoga because, of course, Belmont is still undergoing their stuff. So you can see it on the corner there, Belmont at Saratoga at the Spa. There's a lot of moving parts and pieces there. But, you know, and let me just say this. You know, Western OTB has been here this entire time since the 1970s, and we've been a place that you can make your wagers in all these places, and all these races, I should say, and all these races that are going off at Parks today and at Gulfstream and of course, here at Batavia Downs. And, you know, we had a big deal happen here, Brian. I don't know if you saw it on the news. Mm-hmm. You know, we were able to be put into the state budget and get some tax relief, make it a little bit more equitable with some other gaming facilities that are here in New York State. And, you know, being able to reinvest that money not only back into our the municipalities that own us, the city of Buffalo, city of Rochester, Monroe County, Erie County, Niagara County, but also invest back into the people that work here, like myself and my wonderful marketing staff and all the fine folks that work hard to put on Tacos and Tequila and do these events. But it's also exciting too, because, you know, utilizing that money to kind of take a look at how we can just better our entertainment offerings and doing things like what we got, which is we got the major event in New York State for harness racing. We announced it a couple weeks ago. And I think I mentioned on the Derby broadcast, we're going to host the Night of Champions on September 6th. We're going to have a gigantic racing event that is Derby-esque in a way, because all the best trotters and pacers for 2 and 3 year old horse, standard bred horses. So, you know, the harness horses are going to be here that Saturday in September with these gigantic purses with the best horses, which means there's going to be lots of money in those pools that when you make a bet, just like with the Derby, you know, you're going to be able to win more than you normally would on a typical Saturday night at Batavia Downs. So, you know, there's New York State saying, all right, we're going to have this Night of Champions. We're going to put this together and have it be where all the different grades of horses, 2 and 3 year olds, trotters, pacers, they're going to compete and have this big event. And yeah, they get the Breeders' Cup for thoroughbred. So that's the thing that they do. But, you know, we're just trying to carve out a niche here. And you know, thanks to, you know, Crystal People Stokes and to everybody that kind of made it happen, you know, and shout out to Byron Brown, our CEO and president, and Steve and all the other folks that worked hard to make it happen. Cause it's going to bode well for us here at OTB and for, I think, for Western New York moving forward too.
And we'll end this segment on this. You said it last time we were here for the Derby. I think it's worth mentioning one more time too, that as you mentioned, there's a whole bunch of ways to make wagers now.
Oh yeah.
But if you want to have your wagers also help out local areas here in Western New York, this is the spot to do it.
All right. Shop local, right? That's what people say all the time. And you could buy something from a big box store. Folks, I know it because we hear the advertisements all the time. You could make a horse wager on several different places. And you can make, not in person, only OTB is going to take your bet in person, you know, here in Western New York, but, you know, online. But that money's not going to stay here. It's going to go to New York City. It's going to go to Kentucky. It's going to go to California. It's going to go elsewhere. If that money is bet on BataviaBets.com or is bet at the Western OTB branch near you or at an easy bet location, that money is going into our coffers, which then get distributed to the municipalities. You know, we mentioned it during the press conference yesterday, $269 million since 1974 have been distributed to our member municipalities from OTB and Batavia Downs because people are betting local. They're making their wagers with us. And we hope that people will hear this and continue to do so. You know, if you wager on Batavia Bets, there's all kinds of great specials. You get like a little bit of a rebate when you bet on certain tracks. You get a 1% or 5% or 3%, and you get that money back at the end of the month. If you wager over a certain amount on Batavia Bets, I send you free play. I send you free hotel rooms here at Batavia Downs. So it still pays to play the horses, and it still pays to play with us at Batavia Bets. So
awesome. Good stuff. All right, Ryan. So we'll bring you back in an hour, 3:30.
Sounds good.
We'll do our normal horse by horse breakdown. You can give us your news and notes and thoughts on each one of them.
That sounds great, Brian. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Ryan Hasenauer with us here from Batavia Down, the Vice President of Business Development, as we broadcast live here until 5. When we come back, Dave Buchanan on the Bandits playoffs. Dave's part of the radio broadcast, and he is on his way to Saskatchewan, where they'll have game 2 tomorrow night as we broadcast live here from inside the Park Place Room. Tacos and Tequila Party coming up in just a few hours. We'll be excited to share the excitement with everybody here along the way. Brian Colsey live at Batavia Downs on WGR. Is the time. We welcome you back here to our Triple Crown Series shows live at Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel. Brian Colsey with you. It's the Preakness Stakes, the second leg of the Triple Crown, 7:01 post time from Pimlico Racecourse in Baltimore. We'll have more on the horses. 9 horse field coming up. Journalism is the favorite at 8-5 and, Sandman 4-1, Never Again 5-1. There's a lot of ones that are close. And Ryan Hasenauer is going to break them all down for you horse by horse coming up at 3:30. But big win last night for the Bandits at home. They're en route to Saskatchewan, including our man who's a part of the radio broadcast, Dave Buchanan, who is between the benches every game. Dave, good afternoon. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, Brian. Good to be talking to you from Pearson Airport this afternoon.
Awesome. Yes, Pearson can be challenging if there's a lot of people on the way, so I hope it's going well. Is the team leaving today too, or did they leave yesterday, or how is their travel schedule going? Are you on the flight with them?
No, the players and coaches left this morning, like 9:30-ish, and then the rest of the team staff is leaving here this afternoon.
Excellent. All right, so good luck and have a safe flight there. Let's talk about last night's game before we shift to game two. Dave, as we've seen maybe in similar fashion with some of the Bandits games this year, they get down early, but not enough ever that I guess people would be, quote, worried about it. And then in the second half, the titan of the defense, it was a stretch, I think, of over, did they finish the game with almost 20 minutes without giving up a goal? Really, really defensive, impressive finish to get that game one win last night.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Brian. It was very similar to, you know, a couple of the other games, including the one they played in Saskatchewan back in March and maybe the game against Calgary earlier this year, where, they weren't the better team for maybe the first 2.5 quarters. And then they decided to go down in lockdown mode, and the defense decided to pack it in while the offense, you know, picked up a few more goals to close the deficit and then pull ahead at the end there. But, it was very impressive. And, yeah, they held them shut out from the last Saskatchewan goal was at the 8:17 mark of the third quarter. So, yeah, the final, 20 minutes or so of the game, they were held scoreless.
Dave, I was at the opening playoff game at San Diego. That was the 5-4 game, right?
Yep, it was.
Yeah. The lowest scoring game in NHL history. And, you know, that night I'm just sitting there. I'm so impressed with just how they are able to lock it down when they want to. And, of course, Matt Vincent Nett just is a huge reason why. How is he getting it done? How is he still at the top of his game, one of the top goalies in the league here, being a 40-plus goaltender? He just continues to amaze me how good he can do it in these pressure moments over and over.
Well, a big part of it is the core group playing in front of them. You know, Steve Priolo, Paul Dawson, Cam Wire, Zach Belzer, Justin Martin, Gildrob, you know, the whole Bandits defensive unit. I don't mean to leave anybody out there, but, they're standing up in front of them, and they're blocking shots on top of the shots he's saving, or they're handling the offensive shooters and putting them into positions where they have to make shots that are easy for Matt Vince to stop. So that's a big part of it. But Matt was on his game for most of last night. I mean, he definitely didn't have a bad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Game, so to speak, last night. You know, some of the goals he let in were hard to stop, but he was making some crazy saves, like those sliding double knee saves. Like, I don't even see him do that at home. Those were, you know, straight out of the 1980s NHL with some of those saves. So he was on it. He was locked in, and I bet among the players that benefited from the week off, he was probably one of them. But yeah, it was a very solid performance. And on top of his skill and his conditioning, you know, he's got a great group in front of him, and they play very well together.
Dave Buchanan, part of the Bandits radio broadcast, joining us here on WGR. Brian Colzio live here for our Preakness show at Batavia Downs Gaming in Batavia. Dave is en route to Saskatchewan tomorrow night, game 2. We'll talk about that in one moment here. Dave, I heard your pregame interview yesterday. I was in the car before the game. You spoke with Coach John Tavares, and you asked him about the layoff because they had quite a bit of a layoff from the last playoff game up until last night. But he mentioned that he thought maybe that would help. I know Josh Byrne's been dealing with injuries for a more veteran team. If I'm able to label that, you would know better than me. Do you think that layoff ultimately will help them in this entire series?
Yeah, it couldn't hurt. This team is, I wouldn't say really banged up, but a few guys, Byrne is one that we know went down. And you know, I think that week off probably was the reason why Kyle Matisse was able to get back in the lineup last night. He's dealing with a lower body injury. There's some other guys with some nicks and bruises. So, yeah, I think the week off definitely benefited the team last night. They did take some bumps last night, too. You know, Chris Cloutier, he went down early in the game. And I don't think he played it 100% the rest of the night. We saw Nick Weiss hobble off the floor at one point, too. So, you know, last night was a physical game as well. But definitely I think that helped them play the full 60 minutes last night, having that extra week.
I know Dane Smith and Josh Byrne always get the headlines offensively, but Ian McKay last night, Dave, had 4 goals. Can maybe just give everybody a little bit of knowledge about his season and just kind of what his role is with the team. Offensively, he's had a really good year.
Yeah, Ian McKay, this is his first season playing completely on offense. You know, in box lacrosse, there's guys that play defense, and there's guys that play forward or offense or out the front door, as we like to call it. And then you've got some guys that play transition where they'll set up on defense, but they'll be the ones bringing the ball up the floor and maybe getting in on an offensive setter too. And that had been Ian's role since he came to Buffalo in 2019. And he's been wanting to play that full-time offensive role, but just with the roster, the way it is and where they needed him, you know, they needed him in that transition role. And this year was finally the year where they were able to move him out the front door full-time almost every game. I think there's maybe a game or two due to injury he had to play a little more on the back end. But for the majority of the season, he played full-time offense. And he was rewarded, and he had a career year in goals. You know, he led the team in goals this season. And he's gone off here in the playoffs. I mean, every game now, he's had at least a hat trick in all 4 playoff games, I believe. Scored 4 last night, as you said. And I think he's benefiting from the fact that teams, especially Vancouver, are really keying in on Josh Byrne on the left-hand side. So while they're taking care of Josh, that kind of frees up Ian to kind of get those sweet spots with the ball, and he's able to shoot really well. And for people that don't know, in college he played at the University of Vermont, and he was the school's all-time leading scorer. And he played outdoors in the PLL for the last couple summers with the Chaos. And he has an amazing long-distance shot. He was shooting, like, over 110 miles an hour. He scored on a 2-point goal last season. But he's got an amazing shot. He's a very talented offensive player, and now he's just getting to show off those skills firsthand on a game-to-game basis.
Dave, let's finish up here with a look ahead to now game 2 tomorrow night. What do you look at maybe as the biggest storyline going into that next game? And obviously the Bandits, if they win, they're three-time champions.
Yeah, it's their first crack at it. Obviously, if they can't get the W tomorrow night, this game comes back to Buffalo for game three a week from today. But I'm sure this team would love to wrap it up tomorrow night at the Saskatel Center. So, obviously, you know, the Rush are going to be playing a very do-or-die situation. Obviously, their season can end tomorrow, so they're going to be hungry to steal a win on their home turf. And we saw how desperate they could be at the end of the Halifax series, where they were trailing down by two with under a minute to go, tied the game with 3 seconds left, and won the game in overtime. So you cannot let this team up for 1 second tomorrow, no matter how late in the game it gets. So I think Buffalo really just has to kind of keep what they did in the fourth quarter against them last night and just play that for 60 minutes tomorrow night, where their defense is not giving their shooters like an Austin Shanks or Robert Schertz or a Zach Mans the shots they want, and just continue to suffocate them on defense and the offense. You know, they're going to need another 12-goal performance like they had last night. The first couple of games, they didn't really need that many goals, but now I think they're playing a team that can match them shot for shot. So the offense is going to need to chip in 11, 12 goals, I think, to win tomorrow night. I liken the Bandits. I was thinking about this last night. They're almost like a championship boxer, where you got to be able to go 10 rounds with the champ, and that's what the Bandits are. And I think Saskatchewan, you know, hung with them for maybe the first 6, 7 rounds. But once it got to the 10th round, you know, they might have tired out, whereas the Bandits kept pounding, and eventually they get the win on a decision or a knockout of some kind. So I think Buffalo does that really well. They may let teams hang around or get a lead on them early, but you can't let up on this Bandits team because they will go 10 rounds, and that's why they're the two-time defending champs.
Dave, how can we listen to your coverage tomorrow?
We'll be right here on WGR. Face-off is 8 p.m. Eastern. We'll have pregame live from the Saskatel Center at 7:30 p.m. I don't know what guest John Gertler has cooked up for us to phone in, but I'm sure we'll have some interviews with John Tavares or Steve Dietrich or a Bandits player, and maybe someone from the Rush as well, too. And then we'll have live coverage, and Tom Borelli award-winning John Gertler and Steve Berman will have the call, and I'll be around the floor adding my thoughts when I can, or at least grabbing some interviews at the end of the half and for postgame.
Awesome. Looking forward to it, Dave. Enjoy the trip to Saskatchewan, and let's hopefully see a Bandits win upcoming soon.
Indeed. Looking forward to it. Brian, thanks for the time. Glad to talk to you, my friend, and say hi to Ryan for me, my fellow classmate at Medi College.
Ooh, I'll have to mention that to him. All right, he's over here. I'll tell him during the commercial break that you said hello. Thanks, Dave. Have a safe trip.
And call him Captain Bandit, too. He'll know why.
Okay, got it. Thanks, Dave. All right, Dave Buchanan with us here, part of the Bandits broadcast again tomorrow night, game two. Right here on WGR, and yes, they can win it tomorrow night. It would be their third consecutive title. Really, really impressive team. Fun team to watch. Listen, I am down at that arena for every single Sabres game. 41 nights, and if you are a season ticket holder or you attend Sabres games regularly, you know at times the atmosphere can be great, and at times the atmosphere stinks. And we know part of it is, you know, there's those weeknight games where the Sabres are playing an opponent that necessarily doesn't draw a huge crowd in, and the Sabres aren't playing well, and it's just like, ugh. Not the case at Bandits games. I know there's fewer games. It's not a fair comparison straight up. You know, we're talking here, you know, 41 home games for the Sabres, and obviously, you know, 10, 12 Bandits home games by the end of the season with playoffs and everything, so it's not a fair comparison to say that, you know, the attendance or anything like that, but man, the Bandit fans get after it. I have taken my son. He's a huge Bandits fan. It is quite different being down there, and they feed off the energy. They feed off the crowd. Now they're going to be on the road, obviously, for this game, but I'm sure they would love to win it at home if they could guarantee it, but as Dave said, they want to wrap it up tomorrow for sure to get that third title and another banner up there for John Tavares, who had a couple of banners as a player and now looking for more as a coach, for sure, looking for their third straight win. All right, Brian Colziel here. We broadcast live from Batavia Down Gaming and Hotel. The Preakness Stakes tonight, 7:01 post time from Pimlico in Baltimore. And we'll talk about the horses one by one during our 3 o'clock hour at 3:30. All right, when we come back, I'll give you some of the thoughts on the NHL playoffs. And then Dan Dunleavy, voice of the Sabres, coming up at 3 with his takes on as we are down to almost getting into the conference finals in the Stanley Cup playoffs and the Amerks. That is also going on as well here. Brian Colziel, live from Batavia Downs. We'll continue our coverage of our Preakness Stakes show here. Tacos and tequila coming up in just a little bit here as well from our Park Place room. You can get tickets, again, if you go to BataviaDowns.com or come here in person to get them. Time out here from Batavia Downs. Back with more on WGR. Preakness Show live at Batavia Downs. We welcome you back here. 2:51 is the time. Brian Colziel with you. Big thanks to Dave Buchanan from the Bandits broadcast team. Dave, John Gertler, and crew will be heading to Saskatchewan. They are this afternoon. And tomorrow night we'll have coverage right here live on WGR as the Bandits look to close things out against Saskatchewan and try to win their third consecutive NLL championship. All right, we got Dan Dunleavy coming up on the NHL playoffs at the top of the hour and also on the Amerks. But some sad breaking news from the NHL right now. Tonight, game six of Winnipeg and Dallas with the Stars up 3-2. One of the Stars for the Jets, we're not certain maybe what his status will be tonight, and it is because of sad news. Mark Scheifele just sharing and the Jets just sharing on social media that his father just died. His father's name is Brad, but it said Scheifele received the news just this Saturday morning, and the Jets GM said that it was certainly unexpected. So that's obviously not great. You know, obviously, you know, not easy to deal with the death of a parent at any point. But when it says, quote, unexpected, then, you know, something maybe went wrong, which obviously is not good. Coach Scott Arneil said that he went back to the team hotel to be with Scheifele, where the team held their morning skate. He said he's going to talk with Mark, spend some time with him, and we'll go from there. That was the quote from the head coach, Scott Arneil, of course, the former Sabre. And so we'll find out whether or not Scheifele is able to play or not. That's obviously got to be a very, very tough thing. Whether he plays or not, you got to think the Jets are going to be playing inspired tonight, not only because they're on the brink of elimination with this series being 3-2 Dallas, but maybe now an extra layer. If Scheifele's there to support him, or if Scheifele's not there to play, you know, being really inspired by him and, you know, what he's going through. So another maybe added layer to this game tonight, but whether or not Scheifele plays or not, he's obviously one of their better offensive players, so that in itself is something that could affect this team in this matchup tonight as the Jets face elimination. Last night, of course, Toronto was facing elimination down in Florida, and they get a shutout, and it's not even from Stolarz, it's from Wall, and they come through with a 2-0 victory. Matthews with the game-winning goal, Pacioretty also scoring Matthews' first goal in the second round ever. Of course, Toronto's only made it one other time, and it didn't go well for them, but they now force a game seven. So, you know, we've had some of these first round or some of these second rounders that have gone quickly in five. Edmonton over Vegas, that one got done quickly. Carolina over Washington, that one got done quickly. But we know we have a game seven tomorrow with Tampa and Florida. That's a 7:30 game tomorrow night with that series all knotted up at 3 apiece. And who knows, maybe we'll get another game seven. Dallas was involved with one, remember, in the first round, as was Winnipeg. So this could be back-to-back game sevens for both teams. If you remember Colorado and Dallas, that was a wild game seven. Remember Colorado was up early, or was up 2-0, I believe, early third period in that game. Dallas came back to win, and they advanced. And then you had the wildest ending of any game seven that I've ever seen. Remember the St. Louis lead late, they're up 3-1, and Winnipeg scores with just under 2 to go, and then they score with, don't quote me, I think 1.6, 1.8 seconds left, something like that, on that redirection goal, and the building's going bonkers, and then, of course, Winnipeg ends up winning in overtime. So both of those teams come off of emotional Game 7 series wins and comeback wins, and now another layer tonight. Scheifele's father passing away. Who knows if he'll even be in the lineup or not tonight. But if Winnipeg does win, then both these teams will then go first round game seven and second round game seven. which probably is to the liking of, I'm sure, you know, if Edmonton has a preference of who to play, I don't know if they do or they don't, but nevertheless, I'm sure 100% they would love to see this series go another game, not only for them to rest, but to wear these teams out, as I mentioned, that have had very, very long games, very, very long series, rather, so far in the start. Again, if there is a Game 7 between Dallas and Winnipeg, that'll be on Monday night. They have not announced any of the next round games, obviously, yet, because we don't know who's participating. We do know Edmonton, of course, is in the West Final. We do know Florida. We don't know if Florida is yet, but we do know Carolina is in the West Final. But the chance of having a rematch of a Stanley Cup Final from a year ago is still very much alive. Edmonton one series away in the West, and Florida still alive in the East. So remember last year, speaking of Game 7s, we had what was inconceivable. Remember, Florida was up 3-0 in the Stanley Cup Final. Edmonton won then Game 4, 5, and 6, forced to Game 7 back in Florida, where the Panthers ultimately ended up winning the Stanley Cup. So we still could see a Stanley Cup rematch in the finals here if Florida is able to get through that Game 7 with Toronto. But that's tomorrow. Tonight is the Jets and the Stars Game 6. And again, we'll have to see if Mark Scheifele ends up playing or not tonight. But, you know, kind of sad situation there with his passing of his father. All right, we will take a timeout. When we come back, we will talk to Dan Dunleavy, play-by-play man of the Sabres, about all these series, about the news of Scheifele and what it may mean to Winnipeg if he's out, and the Amerks. They are going in their series with Laval. So we'll talk to Dan Dunleavy. We'll get some Sabres thoughts in there, too, as well. Jeff Mitas, an update on the PGA Championship, PGA Pro from Tee to Green. He'll join us at 4 as play is now underway. Leaders are out early in their rounds. Scotty Scheffler, Jon Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau are all 2 off the lead. So what maybe didn't look like a real juicy leaderboard with big-time names is shifted now. We've got 3 huge names in the golf world that are all near the top. So we'll get that in there. And Thurman Thomas, Hall of Fame, Bills running back, going to join us before the show ends here. At some point, my guess would be between 4:30 and 5. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us here live at Batavia Downs. Joe Calley producing back in our Amherst studios. Hour 2 of our Preakness Show coming up right after this from Batavia Downs on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.